family from the Three Hearts Institute. You can connect with us on Instagram.
KATH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Welcome indeed to We Sing Our Faith. This weekend, I want to chat a little bit about priestly vocations. Now, I know that we actually celebrate that November 5th through the 11th, so maybe this will just be a little teaser for, you know, a couple of months from now. But the readings this weekend just lend themselves to chat a little bit and to share some beautiful music about the priesthood and the gift that we have because of so many incredible men who have said yes. And, you know, in the Alleluia verse this week, which comes from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." That little sneak peek before we're going to hear the gospel. And so I actually want to begin the program today with a lovely, lovely song with Sarah Hart. And Sarah, as we know, is one of the composers with OCP, with Oregon Catholic Press. And this beautiful song, I believe, is the perfect way to start this program, because we're going to hear about that sacred breath that we feel through the Holy Spirit in every one of the sacraments that we receive. Oh my goodness. So let's go to Sarah, and then we're going to come back and have a wonderful discussion today. Oh, Sacred Breath with Sarah Hart.
Thank you.
Sarah. Thank you so much. You know, as I said, the readings, in particular the gospel this weekend, which I want to share the gospel. So here's the full gospel for this weekend. It comes from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 20. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. You know, when we consider the beauty of the beginning of the Catholic Church, in that moment where Christ gave Peter the keys to the kingdom, and we look now and we see that chair of Peter, right? We see that beautiful succession, the apostolic succession from that day up until today. Every pope that has sat in that place. Now, you know, we are a church made of people, and as many people as there have been brokenness. But there's also much more grace, much more beauty, much more truth in what has been, still is today, 2,000 years later. In spite of humanity, we are still the Catholic Church. We are still the church given by Jesus Christ himself. And the beauty of the priesthood that comes out of that is the most amazing thing. So the next song that I want to go to is one that I wrote many, many, many years ago. And all of my dear priest friends know that I wrote it for them. And it is simply entitled, "The Hands of the Priest."
O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, that wonderful and sacred mystery. By the effectual working of your providence, carry out in tranquility the plan of salvation. Let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things that had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by Him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed are the hands that lift high the little child from the fountain of
You know, over the years, having written that song and having so many dear friends who are priests in the Catholic Church, it's been a privilege to sing that for ordinations. It's been a privilege to sing that for anniversaries of ordinations and for different feast days throughout the year where we celebrate the priesthood. But it was never more just pointed in my heart. The most incredible, overwhelming feeling was when a dear, dear priest friend of mine, my same age actually, passed away very unexpectedly a few years ago. And in fact, my husband Kurt and I were getting ready to leave on our national tour where we are out for literally 6 months. And Father Pete Rosa had given us a blessing. He blessed our tour bus and us. And then he shared with us that he had had this very unusual funeral that week. It was actually an elderly couple that had passed away natural causes within 12 hours of each other. They had been married for over 60 years. And he said it was just beautiful to see this funeral, quite frankly. And it made their staff kind of talk about the what ifs, you know. What if I died in this way or that way? And, you know, what would be like the perfect way if the Lord would grant their wish for, you know, as to when they would pass away? And so Father Pete, he said, basically, when I die, I want you to sing The Hands of the Priest at my funeral. And of course, we chuckled. And I said, okay, Father Pete, many years from now, I will be happy and blessed to sing it for your funeral. But I'll probably be as old as you are at that time. So what's the likelihood, right? And we just kind of chuckled. Well, what was a sad reality was that it was just a few months into our tour, I got the phone call that he had had this accident and had fallen and hit his head and did not come back from that. And so I came home and I sang that at his funeral, and it was just amazing to realize that this incredible man who had given his life in service of God's people was now on his way home to his Lord, who he had faithfully served. And the privilege of singing that for him just made me look deeper into the lives of those priest friends of mine throughout the world and what an incredible blessing they are. And that's actually going to take us to our next song. And again, this one is from Sarah Hart, and it's entitled Our Blessing Cup. And when we consider coming forward to the Eucharistic banquet every time we come to Mass, it is those hands of the priest who have truly blessed those gifts that are brought forward of the bread and wine, who by speaking in persona Christi, the words of Christ, that simple bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ Jesus that we have the privilege then of receiving. It's an amazing blessing. And so this beautiful song is so fitting right now. So again, let's take a few minutes with Sarah Hart as she sings for us now, Our Blessing Cup.
Thank you. precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have released me from my bond. Call upon your name. My promise to you I will repay in the presence of all your people. In the presence of all your people. Our blessing God is a communion with the blood.
Love this song. I mean, it's the most beautiful thing, and of course it comes from Psalm 116, and how beautiful that we hear that throughout different times of the year. Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. You know, those hands that are so anointed in the priesthood that are able to then be in persona Christi for us, we are blessed because of that. So now, if you talk to priests who are truly living their vocations, right, the pendulum in their life, in the way that they speak about it, swings pretty wild, because it'll, on one hand, they know that they know that they know that they are called by God to be in persona Christi, to be for us Jesus Christ, present at that altar, present in the sacraments, present in our life in that way. But they also know that the unworthiness of humanity is a struggle. And so most priests, if they are honest, they are literally telling you, yes, this life of holiness is something that is to be daily a striving for every single day as they make that journey. But they also know that it is only by God's grace that they are able to serve in the capacity that they do. For all of us sinners and all of us who are on our way to sainthood someday, we are grateful for the priests in our life. But we too need to acknowledge that if it weren't for God's grace, we would not be able to continue. And it reminds me of the stuff that has gone on in our church, that it is so easy to point finger at the less than 1% of priests that have done horrible things. And I hate to even use the word priest, because it is the man who makes that decision, not the priesthood. So for those men who are ordained as priests, who have royally messed up and have caused such a dark light to be shown on the good and beautiful priests of our world, shame on them, right? because the majority of priests, the vast majority of priests are there to serve and to be that beautiful presence of God in our world. And it is only by God's grace that they are able to continue, especially in the light of what has happened. And so this is going to take us to our next song today. Chris Mulia, his beautiful song, "There by the Grace of God Go I." I think we can all learn from this song today. So again, from Chris Mulia, let's take a few moments right now as he sings, "There by the Grace of God Go I."
To the sinner and ashamed, to the addict and afraid, to the outcast, the lost and confused. Maybe you're in the gutter, maybe you're in the pew, maybe you're locked up, maybe you wear a suit. Who am I to judge the things you do? I am not better than you. There by the grace of God go I. There by the grace of God go I. I don't know how, I don't know. Restless hearts cannot find your peace. I might not know you, or maybe I do. I am not better than you.
Thank you so much. What an incredible blessing you are with your music and your ministry and the life that you've shared. And now I want to go to the psalm for this weekend. This is Psalm 138, and it is 1 through 8. Here is the words of the psalm. It's amazing. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. I will give thanks to your name because of your kindness and your truth. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. The Lord is exalted, yet the lowly he sees, and the proud he knows from afar. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. You know, even as we pray that psalm this weekend, and any time we find ourselves in that psalm, we realize that the love is eternal, and God does not forsake the work of his hands, because he has given us the hands and the feet of the priests to be with us, to be his presence in our world. And this is going to take us to our next song today. Connie Salazar, who we just love. We love Connie's music, and we love the way that she has recorded some of the beautiful hymns that we have in our church, those reminders of the way that we pray together as the communion of saints, bringing forward our gift in each of the times that we gather for the liturgical celebrations. And so whether it's the OCP hymnal that you use or other ones, one of the songs that we will find in there is Christ Has No Body Now But Yours. And yes, this is intended for each and every one of us, that we are to serve. But in particular today, as we talk about the priesthood and these incredible men who have said yes to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in our world. I mean, it's the most amazing gift. And so we're going to take a few moments now as Connie Salazar sings for us, Christ Has No Body Now But Yours.
Christ has no body now but yours, no hands but yours here on this earth. Yours is the work to serve with the joy of compassion. No hands but yours to heal the wounded world, no hands but yours to soothe all its suffering, no touch but yours to bind the broken hope of the people of God. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands but yours. As Christ would look, to seek the lost, to gaze with compassion. No eyes but yours to bear the blessed dream of the kingdom of God. Christ has no body now. The poor, to walk this world with mercy and justice. Yours are the steps to build a lasting peace for the children of God. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands but to serve with the joy of compassion.
If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, mission presenter, and author, Julie Carrick. It is always a privilege to spend this hour with you, sharing the music and the heart, the ministry of so many of today's Catholic recording artists. And for information about each and every one of us, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. You know, another wonderful reminder today, too, is that I see so many young people going back to school, those going into middle school and high school. And, you know, there's always such a focus at this time of year of choosing those classes, right? They choose the classes that they're going to take. Those who are entering college and university level studies, choosing the classes. And I wonder how many of our young men have really been encouraged to sit down with their within their diocese. Every diocese has the vicar for priests and, of course, the vocations director. And I remember many years ago when my son Paul was going into his junior year of high school, and one of the things that they were talking about was looking at career choices down the road, so that as they were choosing their coursework to finish out the needed curriculum for graduation from high school and then to go into college, you know, what would he be looking at? And I remember him taking that 5-day retreat where he went with our bishop and a number of young men on a discernment retreat. And it was beautiful. I mean, to realize that they had this sacred time to sit and listen. You know, what is it that God is calling in their life? And it was actually kind of funny. He came home from the retreat and he said, "Mom, you might be a little upset." And I was like, "Why? Why would I be upset? You had this amazing retreat." And he said, "Well, I know you would probably love for me to be a priest, but I heard very clearly that God is calling me someday to be a husband and a father." And I said, "No, I could not possibly be upset about that, because you've given God the opportunity and you continue to give God that opportunity to speak into your life in order to plan your life around what God wants you to do." And if every young man was given that opportunity, I believe in my heart of hearts that those who are called to priesthood will hear it clearly. And then we need to assist them on that journey as they say yes. And that is going to take us to our next song. This was a song written by Father Mike Jolie. And he's one of these men who, when he did that discernment as a young man, and he asked the Lord, "What do you want of me?" And the Lord asked of him to be a priest. And even though, as a small child, he had gone through a very difficult time of an illness, and it was a cancer that took the optic nerve. And because of that, he became blind at the age of 7. And even though he was blind and worried that he might not be accepted to seminary, he was, and ordained many years now, and just such an incredibly wonderful priest of God, a holy and giving priest. And one of the songs, because he's also a recording artist, that he wrote that is just so perfectly fitted for today is his song, "Never More Me." As you hear the lyric of this song, I pray that you are blessed. And I pray that you will share it with the men, the young men in your life, that they'll hear this calling if God is asking them to his priesthood. But for now, Father Mike Jolie, "Never More Me."
I'm never more me than when I receive you. I am never more free in the things that I do. Keep my heart and mind and will in communion with you still. I'm never more me. Your kingdom's everything. This adoring heart longs for the presence of the King. I'm never moaning than when I receive you. I'm never more free in the things that I do. Keep my heart and mind and will in communion with you still. I'm never more me. When you give yourself to me, a miracle. Heaven needs my soul. Take my body given, broken out for you. The chalice of my saving blood poured out to make things new. I'm never more me than when I receive you. That I do. Keep my heart and mind and will in communion with you still. I'm never more me. Never more me.
Thank you, Father Mike. Thank you. I love when Father Mike gives a mission, and he, along with all of the artists who you've been hearing today, give parish missions, evenings of reflection. We love to come and go deep into these teachings of our Catholic faith. But whenever Father Mike does that, he shares the motto of his particular ministry. Now, keeping in mind that he is physically blind, right? But his motto is, I wish you could see Christ like I see Christ. That interior vision of the soul, the interior vision of the heart that just simply wants to be in the presence of Jesus Christ and then to serve the people of God in a way that draws every one of us closer to our Savior, our Redeemer, the one who loves us more than we could possibly ever even imagine. And now we're going to continue along our journey a little bit today. There's a wonderful artist in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. She, too, is an author and has written a wonderful study program on the Holy Spirit. I'm speaking about Tori Harris Gray. Tori is an amazing woman of faith and a wife and mother, very active in the life of the church, and we are so grateful for all of the work she has done throughout the years. And the song of hers that is so fitted for today is the song, Less of Me. When we think about giving our life in service, we go back to those words of St. Paul where he said, Lord, let me decrease that you might increase. Be less of me and more of you, Lord, that as I serve your people, it is you who they are hearing. It is your word that they hear spoken. It is your miracles that they see brought into full light in our world. And we need those miracles of conversion right now in our world more than ever before. We need to all become less of ourselves and allow Christ to become more fully present in each and every one of us. When we look at the people who are in places of power, those people who are in places of power who take power as a control versus a power to serve. You know, the greatest power of any person ever on this earth was Jesus Christ, as he raised from the dead, as he healed those who were sick, as he released people of the bondage of demons. And the most powerful person, Jesus Christ, gave us the true example by being also the one who served more than anyone could possibly serve, by giving his life for each and every one of us. We need to take that example to be less of ourselves and more of Christ in this world. And so wherever you are listening today, I ask you to take these next few minutes and listen to the beautiful lyric of this song and the heart of the woman who's singing them for us. Tori Harris Gray, Less of Me.
Lord, here I stand. Here are my hands. They're fragile and they're small and they're empty, but I give them all to you. Lord, here I find, here is my mind, oh, it's ignorant, it's dim, and it's prideful, but I give it all to you. May there be less of me. Give it all to you.
Thank you, Tori. Thank you so much. And again, just that reminder that, as you know, we've got a couple of months now before November, and that week of the 5th through the 11th, if there are young men in your life who you know would benefit by taking that time to sit and listen, you know, whether it's a son or a nephew or a neighbor, maybe there's one of those altar servers at Mass, and you watch his face, and as he serves at the altar, you just see a countenance in him that you believe there might be a calling on his life. Pray for them. First and foremost, pray for them, that they are open to hearing the word of God in their life. And then invite them with their parents, perhaps, for a cup of coffee, and sit down and just say, have you ever thought about being a priest? I mean, you serve at the altar, and you are there right present to where this incredible miracle happens at every Mass. And perhaps God is calling you to say yes to that part of your life, to be one of his priests. As he said to Peter, Peter, you are rock, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He didn't say that it wouldn't try. And we need good and holy men to step into that gap and to be that presence in persona Christi in our world. And so those young men, we just encourage all of them to say yes if God is giving them that calling. But how do they know if we don't invite them? You know, it's very easy to invite young men to say, hey, do you want to be a pro ball player? Or do you want to be a doctor or a lawyer? Or do you want to go into a field of some really on-hands kind of thing, like building or car maintenance, or those areas that we get our hands dirty? What better way to get those hands blessed and anointed than to encourage our young men to say yes to a call of the priesthood, if God is calling them to that? So the song that's going to take us to the top of the hour is from Chris Padgett. It's his song, Are You Ready?
Are you ready to seek the Lord? Are you willing to find him no matter what it costs? Are you ready? Are you tired enough to know you are not alone? Be a beggar, come with a need. Are you found ready to be set free?
Healing.
find him, longing to begin. Your rain pours down, your love abounds. All falling down in grace. As eagles soar, your healing words causes us all to sing in praise. And your rain falls down, your love abounds. All falling down in grace. And as eagles soar, your healing words causes
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for that wonderful invitation. Are you ready to serve the Lord? Gosh, it's beautiful. Now, you know the website to get more information is wesingourfaith.org. The toll-free number, 1-888-880-6874. Now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Your 24-hour-a-day source of Catholic inspiration. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
This is Tony Becerra. My wife Chris and I own Babich & Associates. We are the oldest placement and recruitment firm in the state of Texas and proud sponsors of the Guadalupe Radio Network. We are also members of St. Thomas Aquinas in Dallas. Babich & Associates offers candidates insights into the current job market and provides professional candidates we have interviewed on a face-to-face basis to our employers. Our number to call is 214-823-9999, or you can find us on the web at Babich, BABICH.com.
Hope Restored, Healing the Wounds of Abortion is a two-day ecumenical conference for mental health professionals, clergy, and adults on September 13 and 14 at St. Paul Parish Center in Richardson. Feature speakers Kevin Burke, Sister Patricia Marie, and Dr. Ingrid Scott will discuss topics like the effects of abortion on women and men, what has happened since the Dobbs decision, and the mental health effects of chemical versus surgical abortion. Go to parlifedallas.org/conference for more information or to register.
Hello, my name is Bill Mertz. My wife Liz and I own Master Tech Auto Repair in Plano. We're proud sponsors of Catholic Radio. Our family has been parishioners of St. Gabriel's in McKinney for many years. Master Tech is a full-service auto repair, from oil changes to complete engine replacement or transmission service. We're located just across the street from St. Mark's Parish in Plano. You can contact us at 972-578-1841 or www.mastertechplano.com. Thank you, and may you have a blessed day.
Arm yourself for the daily spiritual battle. Visit St. Michael's Armory for beautiful sacramentals, recast antique medals and religious jewelry, and our exclusive sterling silver and wool brown scapular. Pick up these means to strengthen your soul and arm yourself well for the battle of life. StMichaelsArmory.com. That's StMichaelsArmory.com. Spiritual armor for the battle of life.
Hi, this is Dave Palmer, welcoming our new sponsor, Homeschool Connections, an online curriculum provider where students meet with instructors online with other students for live interactive classes. Instructors include Tim Staples for apologetics, John Martinoni for scripture, Joseph Pierce for literature, and I teach a class called An Introduction to the Summa Theologia. Your high school student can learn Christian philosophy according to the angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas. HomeschoolConnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family, is available for you.
KATH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth.